I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, Pokolonians, and welcome to episode 74 of the Puckle TCG Cast. I am your host, Jushiro, here to you, with you to talk TCG and all things Pokemon. Lots of exciting news this week. We have finally a clear view of the V-cards, so we're going to be discussing V-cards as well as some unexpected rule changes and banned Pokemon cards from Expanded. All of this in today's episode. Now, I'm not going to be here just talking by myself like I always do, or I will say I'm going to do. So with me, I got two special hosts. First, some say that he can build a snowman out of the rain. It is R. Sigma.
Well, it is Cleveland. It'll probably... That rain freezes really quick sometimes in the winter.
Well, it does here in Washington. It probably does more even from our brothers and sisters up north in Canada. So,
they don't get rain up there?
No, they only get snow and hail.
Only snow. Only snow.
And also with us, we got some say that he is the only man alive that can delete the recycle bin. It's Seth Philo.
It tends to cause a lot of problems when I'm trying to play games.
that recycling, we wish that all of us could address, but we can't. Now, how have you guys been doing? There's a lot of news, Pokemon. We're getting closer and closer to November, which means the big release of Sword and Shield coming to us this year. This is the Generation 8 of Pokemon, and we're all super excited. Other than that, what have you guys just been up to? What about you, R. Sigma?
Oh, nothing much. Just playing some more cards. I've been playing Keldeo, Nagwin Nodel, Quagsire deck lately, and that's been fun. Ooh. It's been getting me wins, which, considering they keep matching me against Mewtwo's and Reshazard's on the ladder, it's nice.
Yeah, everyone keeps playing Mewtwo's and Charizards. It's getting a little bit out of hand, honestly.
Or you run into the Licky Lickies. Oh,
I haven't run into that yet, but I haven't played in like 2 weeks, so.
I have not lost
streaming other things yet.
Not lost to Licky Licky yet, but my goodness.
Well, how about you, Seth? What have you been up to?
I mentioned it on the main show, but I have just been practicing my butt off on this deck because I'm signed up to go compete in Knoxville, Tennessee. Oof. Here at the regional in a couple weeks. So I've just been trying to figure out whatever little spicy tweaks I want to do to my deck list before then. So that's what I've been up to.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only a few weeks, I guess, a month and a half until Sword and Shield. Do you guys already know what are you choosing?
Score Bunny.
Sword.
Oh, and Sword, yeah.
Score Bunny. What the heck? What's wrong with you?
Both questions, both answers were perfect. Savilo, you're going with Sword. Any particular reason? Is there because of the Pokemon that it has, or?
I like Hydreigon.
Wow.
That's the only reason.
Okay.
And Sirfetch'd, I guess. So there's that.
There we go. We could,
whatever the game evolution for Shield touches my heart more. I mean, here I feel like there's a lot more pre-orders for Sword now just because of that reveal.
I mean, yeah. It's looking like it might be Kingler, but Fortress Grab.
Why would they even do
that? Oh yeah, because the website is flooded with King.
Yeah, the Krabbies have invaded the Japanese website, so looks like a Kingler might be on its way. It probably will be revealed by the time this episode goes live. So,
if it's what comes out of the forest, I'm going to be so angry.
Well, There's a lot of things that people are angry with Sword and Shield, so it would just be one to add to the list.
<That's>
because
true.
The intense mixed feelings of Sword and Shield has been pretty... I've never seen a release of a Pokemon game where the divide has been so great, where people just do not know where they stand on this game, and it's pretty ridiculous if you ask me.
It's fine. I get a 24-hour live stream of a magical forest. My life is complete. They've sold me.
That's fair. That's a fair answer. Well, let's go ahead and move on to our conversation. Let's go move to the news.
Live from the Goldenrod City Tower, it's time for Puckle News.
And up in the news, there's a lot of things happening, as we said, both because of the video game is coming out, but also because we are heading to a whole new format, and I don't mean necessarily the post-rotation 2020, but I mean the release of many new cards, including some Sword and Shield, which we'll definitely cover on this new section. But first, let's go for something that is oldie, but definitely a goodie, and that is Battle Arena decks. As you know, we are super fans of Battle Arena here in the TCG cast because they are super cheap ways of getting super good cards, legal in play, unlike the World Championship decks. So let's go ahead and discuss the new ones that are coming, and that is the Ultra Necrozma versus Rayquaza battle decks. And these look amazing. So let's just go ahead and start with the Ultra Necrozma one. Arsigma, Sevilo. These decks include pretty much a whole lot of cards that we want. What do you guys think about these?
If you see an Necrozma deck, buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
That's pretty much.
Yeah.
Because it comes with a lot of staples that are really good, like the Malamars. You get three of them.
Three Malamars.
The team up Jirachi, apparently. Isn't mm-hmm. that right, Sigma?
That's what we've been hearing reports of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess some people have gotten it early or something.
Yeah, they opened it down in Central America.
Yeah, because there was the chance that the Jirachi that it says is in there might have been a promotional one from Japan that we haven't gotten yet.
Okay. And
something
now,
like that.
I do remember
like
that
atop
in past,
the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, decks, it's the one, I think the only,
was introduced
Puckle TCG Cast.
That's the way they introduced that card, if I'm not mistaken. So it wouldn't actually be something that has not been done before, the fact if this Jirachi happens to be a different one. But luckily, we do have some reports, as Arsigma has said it, that someone in South America did open one, and it confirms to be the Jirachi. Is the Wish... I forgot the ability, the name of the ability.
Stellar Wish.
Thank you, which allows you to search the top 5 cards or 6 cards and get a trainer from there. Excellent card.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It was $25 before this deck was shown, and then
yes,
it's
was
just dropping because these decks are $20,
and you get two, which is what Pokemon should be doing to control the freaking economy of this game. It's getting out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yep, but this deck also comes with 2 Giratina with the Distortion Door, presumably. Oof. It also comes with a lot of general supporters that are useful, Beast Energy Prism, and Dunsparce, which might become more useful come next format, which we'll talk about later, but, you know.
He ain't getting no Farfetch treatment, that's for sure. This
not that we know of.
This also includes a few supporters that are also pretty important. Erika's Hospitality has been a pretty expensive. This is a $10 supporter card last time.
It dropped down because mm-hmm. it was reprinted in Hidden Fates, and it was also in some of the pre-release packs as well. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
And of course, it includes Lily, which will become much less powerful, and we'll get into that in Topical Beach. But it also includes important item cards such as Escape Board and Pokemon Communication. Sightseer is another supporter that includes in this. Tate and Lisa. Overall, this, not to mention Beast Energy, the Prism Star card, also included in this deck. All around, excellent play a deck list. If you see this deck list, buy it. Now, this is not the only Battle Arena that is going to come out. There's another one, and that is the Rayquaza Battle Arena. Now, Rayquaza Battle Arena, if you see it, buy it as well.
Not
as exciting as Ultra Ultra Necrozma, but still not bad.
No, it's pretty bad.
Well, it's a cool way to get your Rayquaza.
Exactly. It does include the two Rayquaza GX, which is welcome addition, because Rayquaza, here's a funny behind the scenes, Rayquaza deck was one of the few decks alongside the Pacifalon deck that I wasn't able to build for the stream because they were so expensive. The Rayquazas at some point were like $25 and a piece. Sorry, I just couldn't spend $100 in four cards because that's the problem. Also, Rayquaza decks usually require you to have four Rayquazas in your deck. Mm-hmm. So so it's just such an expensive deck to build. It is so welcome to see this battle arena because now I can, for at least me, I can be able to build those Rayquaza decks now on the stream and be able to do it in a much affordable way. But it doesn't stop there. It does have that Tapu Koko Prism Star, which that's pretty easy and cheap to find. I think that card's going for like 50 cents or a dollar.
Yeah, it was a dollar.
Prism Stars are weird like that.
Yeah, they're super powerful, but since you only need one.
Unless it's Ditto, then it's probably super cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the Magnezone. This is the Magnezone that lets the energy rain. So it's good to have that in. We got the Substrika. Now, this is a powerful Substrika. This is a Substrika that has the ability that refreshes your whole hand and draw maybe. Four. Maybe. We don't know, but this is us thinking that might be the... It should be, but you never know. It does include two Zapdos, which, although we were discussing before the show started, that Zapdos is not as good as it used to be. And it finish off with a few other things that might be interesting. More Erica Hospitality, of course. We got those Fishermans and Rare Candies and Wagner. So overall, not as good as the alternate Krusma deck, but in my opinion, still pretty badass.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Rayquaza's a lot better in Expanded, but these decks should just lower the price of the Rayquaza cards down low enough you could buy them as singles. Because the rest of the deck really doesn't have that value. Like, half of the deck is just the Zeraora starter deck from Unbroken Bonds, I believe. Like, it has the Magnezone. Yeah. I think it had Zebstrika in it, too. So it's not terribly exciting.
Mm-hmm. So that the way sense. I see it is if you want to completely from scratch build Psychic decks, get the Ultra Necrozma one.
Absolutely.
But if you're missing a couple of cards from an Electric deck, you get this one. It's less self-contained. It's more just to fill out your collection.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ultra Necrozma, you could probably take to a tournament and do okay.
Yeah, you could.
Just buy a couple more supporters so you could get your four of Cynthia's and whatnot. So it's a pull deck. But generally speaking, it's not too far off from competitive Giratina Malamar lists already. So
yeah, take the stupid Bainet and Shuppet out and you've got a really good deck.
So there you have it, guys. These are the Battle Arena decks. They're coming out, if you're listening to this on Thursday, these are coming out tomorrow, October 4th, United States and Europe. So this week, I would suggest you start looking for them, because if you wait too long, believe me, these sell out pretty fast. Now,
also, if you're big fans of Sightseer and Tate and Liza, they have the alternate art reprints of those in these decks. So if you have those, don't want full art, but want the alternate art, like of the Sightseer taking a selfie, you can do that there. That's how you get them.
Yep.
Perfect. Now, moving on to more news, we got some supporter news going on. Not just the big one, which we'll discuss in Topical Beach, but also they revealed the first Sword and Shield supporters. R Sigma, you want to talk a little bit about these?
Sure. First up, we have Professor's Research, which is a card we've had before under different names, namely Professor Sycamore and Professor Juniper. They've just decided to name it Professor's Research so they can put whatever
and
professor they want on
Professor
the cover.
And it features Professor Magnolia, which is the new professor from Sun and Moon.
Yes. It's just discard your hand, draw 7. It's a strong supporter card. We haven't had it in a couple years now. And they'll probably put a rule out that makes it so you can't have this along with Sycamore and Juniper in Expanded.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And the they're basically, this is a card we've known forever. We thought we couldn't live without it. We lived without it for 2 years and now it's back.
Yep. And I think it's great that they're doing it in a way that it's the Professor's Research is the card and then with different subtext under it saying like what professor it is. So like you guys were saying, you don't have 12 of them in an expanded deck with 4 Juniper, 4 Sycamore, 4 Professor's Research. You limit it to 4. Yep. So yeah. It's a great way to do it now.
It's a good understanding and guess that from now on, Professor Research is going to be the name attached to all future Professor cards coming out. At least with the one with the flavor that says discard, the instructions of discard your hand and draw 7. Now, we did have Professor Kukui, for example. Professor Kukui was a main Pokemon professor from Sun and Moon, but his card did something completely different. That one was draw 2 cards and do 20 more damage. So,
well, he's just weird in general.
But he's not only the weird one, we got a weird one coming out now with Marnie, and this is the leader of the new team coming out, Team Yell. In Sword and Shield, basically she is what seems to be a YouTuber with a fan base, or something like. So she's very popular. And Seth Violet, want to cover what little Marnie does?
Absolutely, I will gladly cover what Marnie does. She is a supporter, obviously. Both players shuffle their hands without looking and put them at the bottom of their deck. Then you draw 5 cards and your opponent draws 4. It's almost N, but not quite.
Exactly.
In a couple ways. Number of cards drawn and you just put them on the bottom. Yeah. I can't wait for penalties to be handed out by people instinctively shuffling it into their deck.
Yes. And but also the fact that this, like you said, this is basically an, it doesn't depend on the prices in the game, which is fantastic. It's how it should be. And the fact that you have total control of the amount of cards that you draw as well. You will always draw 5, which is equivalent of you drawing upon a Shauna immediately, and your opponent only draws 4, meaning that it's basically a red card for him. Overall, Marnie is a very powerful card. It combines all the best elements of multiple cards into one and removes the pesky restrictions that allowed it to be situational, such as N with the prices. You would like to do N when you have a lot of prices, but you wouldn't want to do N when you have only one price. This doesn't follow that restriction. So it is interesting, it is powerful, and what about you, R. Sigma?
It's interesting to see it just go to the bottom. It saves a lot of time in games with shuffling. So that's exciting. I know Magic the Gathering is trying to catch, or was trying to cut down on that for years, just because shuffling a lot makes games go longer. So when you're just throwing them on the bottom of the deck, it speeds up the game a little bit.
Yeah. I have had way too many situations where I have a hand, I play Cynthia, and I draw the same hand again. And this keeps that from happening.
Do you imagine at some point between either Magic or the Gathering or Pokemon, whatever TCG card, they're like, you know what? Shuffling is an issue. Let's just make cards that allow you to shuffle. And shuffle is something that you have to do by playing a card. Like, there might be a support that says shuffle your card. And shuffle your deck, and that's it. That's what the support is. Anyway.
That would be awful.
That would be awful. It just went there in my mind because, you know, slippery slopes are bad argument. Anyway. Moving on to the next piece of news, like we said at the top of the show, we have some rule changes, but we also have some mechanic changes that we need to talk about, and these are referring to the new Sword and Shield cards being released. So let's go ahead and cover these real quick. So, Vilo, you want to go ahead and cover the weakness and resistance changes among other changes for Sword and Shield?
Sure. So the weakness and resistance will start off just with the couple of cards that we've seen so far. It looks like water type Pokemon, for a long time, they've been by default weak to grass types.
Yep.
Unless they're a special thing like Gyarados or Wailord for some reason, usually been by default weak to grass type. It looks like that's changing and they're going to go back to being by default weak to electric types, which is interesting.
Black and white, I think, had a situation where they switched more commonly between the two weaknesses.
Yeah.
Just like how they did with ground and rock Pokemon being weak to water a lot more, as well as grass or something along those lines. So it's just going back to that, it looks like. Unless it really is just all electric weaknesses now.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense of, for water Pokemon. Now, one thing we do see in the TCG is that some types share multiple types, multiple video game types. For example, water represents, in the TCG, water represents not only water, but also ice. Now,
you and that's when you have difference. Your
exactly. Weak to metal some waters. Water cards have weakness to metal instead of lightning or grass, because that to symbolize that they're actually more main a ice than they are anything else. So we're still gonna see those, but we did see, as Harsimer explained, the fact that we had some water weak to lightning and some water weak to grass. We might stop seeing that right now.
Yeah, grass will be cut down a bit on, it seems. Because rocks are weak to
grass. We all need
to
know we need to nerf grass.
Dude, yeah, they're pretty unstoppable right now.
I mean,
and let's make lightning stronger. That.
And fire.
Lightning is strong against flying, which is an inconsistent type to begin with, so.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's not a big deal.
On top of that, for changes, and speaking of flying, we've seen a picture of one of the Rayquaza cards coming out in Sword and Shield, and that one has, like most flying types, a resistance to fighting. However, it is now a minus 30 damage reduction instead of minus 20, which is what resistances have been for so long. So, extrapolating from that, it's possible that resistances might just now be minus 30 instead of minus 20, which is, you know, that'll stop that power creep.
That those extra 10 will definitely do the trick. I'm not mixed. I often felt that resistance, the ruling of resistance was not really that good. I always felt that, oh, if you're weak, it's double the damage, but if your resistance is only 20 damage less, what seems to be weird. Now, give it that being said, an extra 10 damage, I don't know how much of a difference that does in the math.
Nothing.
So, I'm glad to see the resistance go up. I don't know why 30 only, though. I would have preferred that at least 40, but that's just me. What about you, R. Sigma?
Yeah, I think that's fine. It doesn't... I don't think it matters too much. Usually you'll have Pokemon in a deck just to deal with Pokemon that resist you naturally, so...
That's true.
It's not like there are too many things that resist anyway, especially with the last point that we have coming up here.
Yeah. The last point being that we've seen a couple lightning-type Pokemon, and it looks like they no longer resist metal. So there's more than one reshuffle going on as far as what resists what, in addition to just the numbers themselves.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Because metal needed a buff, I guess.
I guess, kind of. I mean, they're still strong against ice and fairy, so...
Yeah, they're strong against fairy.
Yeah. Anywho, electric did need a little bit of a nerf, I guess. Nerf.
If electric's going to be stronger against another type, might as well get rid of their resistance, I guess.
Fair and balanced.
Trademark. Now, what else can we say? Other than that's it for the news. And we're going to go ahead and move on to Topical Beach, because we spent a little bit more time than I was expecting on the news, because we got so much to talk about on Topical Beach with, first, the rule change.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
And we are back. I hope you're feeling the sun in your face, the wind in your eyes, and the sand under your feet. It is Topical Beach, and here we're going to talk about the rule changes and the newly released V cards. Let's start with the rule changes. Now, we don't have many of these coming along very often, where basic rules of the game change, and this time around, we heard from Big HQ in Japan that we had a big rule change that no one saw coming. Well, maybe some of us saw coming. Those of us that used to play Kiawe turn one, among other things, we saw this coming. And that is, supporter cards are no longer allowed to be used in turn one of the game, not turn one of the player, meaning turn two players that have their first turn on turn two, they can still use supporters, but the first turn cannot. That means that the player who starts can no longer evolve. Okay, well, can't evolve, as they always couldn't, but they can't also play supporter cards. And the world exploded, and nobody really knows how they feel about this. So, let's talk to our experts here. Let's start with you, R. Sigma. What do you think of this first big rule change?
It's an interesting change, but with the strength of the supporters they've been creating lately, like the N in the next set, and Welder, my goodness, Welder.
Welder's just Welder.
Down
powerful.
With Welder. Down with Welder.
Welder probably should have said fire type Pokemon on it somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even then it might have been too strong still. But yep. Yeah, it's something that should be an interesting change to how the game is played, because then you actually have to strategically think if you want to go second or not in a match. Because
mm-hmm.
And that should create some interesting decisions in gameplay that weren't there before.
Yeah. And it does create a huge, huge limit on many cards where are quintessential on your first turn. We just mentioned the recently rotated out Kiawe, which is now an expanded. That was an important card that on first turn allowed you to just place four energies on your Pokemon, effectively completely setting up your Pokemon before your opponent even has a chance to draw its first card. We also had Lilith, which everyone has on their deck. Lilith, if it's your first turn, you draw 8 instead of 6. Was it 10 or 8? No, it was 8, sorry.
It's
you draw 8. Yeah, you draw 8 up to 8 instead of up to 6. And you cannot no longer do that on your first turn if you start the game. You can still do it if it's your second turn. And it's, if your first turn is on the second turn of the game. I know this is confusing. But you guys, I hope, understand what you mean. There's the first turn of the game, which is the first play of the game, and then there's the second turn of the game, which is the first player, first turn of the second player that got to start. So, yeah, it's just crazy. It just it completely weakens some cards completely, such as the ones that we just mentioned.
The thing for Japan, though,
think about this. What was that?
The thing for Japan, though, is they're rotating their Lily out because they never reprinted it with a B on it. So
yeah.
Their rotation is happening in the end of November, right before Switch or Sword and Shield cards come out, and they'll be losing their Lily. So that's not even a thing they have to worry about. So it'll be interesting to see when we get our roles change, whether it'll be when Sword and Shield comes out, whether it'll be at rotation. That's the big interest right now, I think.
Yeah. When will that cross the border? And it is also worth noting that, these rule changes have happened in Japan, as we have alluded to. They haven't exactly reached us yet, but the rotation that is happening in November in Japan will make our rotation equivalent to their rotations. We're going to be on the same sets. Their sets have different names, so we can't really say that it's Ultra Prism onwards with them. But
actually,
they,
I think Ultra Prism was
the
same name for them. But
same name? Okay, so it's also
I think
have
that
the same
one
rotation.
Was.
Okay, so it's going to be Prism, Ultra Prism all the way to what we have right now, and that is exactly what Japan is going to have as well. So we are going to be on the same format. It will be easy to confirm that if we're going to be in the same format, then we're going to have the same rules as well. It wouldn't make any sense for Japan to only be the ones to not draw and your first not use the support on your first turn, and then the rest of the world doesn't do that. It starts in Japan, and it will easily roll over to the rest of the world soon.
Yeah,
it will happen when we finally get the Sword and Shield set here, which will be roughly the beginning of
February. Yeah,
yep.
And that's just what happens when these rule changes come out. Because think back to Sun and Moon; they re-implemented a couple rules on burn status.
Yes,
mm-hmm. And greatly that's when those rules came into place.
Yep, since forever, I've always said that burn needed a revamp, and I am really happy with the revamp.
Yeah,
and so they will be implementing this. It's not confirmed, but it's confirmed. Let's be real with ourselves.
We get it's it by worlds. It should be at Sword and Shield, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's gonna be at Sword and Shield, because the cards coming out in Sword and Shield will be coming out and made with this effect in mind.
Yeah.
Things like the reason we have Professor's Research. Also, this is a public service announcement. If you have not bought your Dedenne GX,
oh God,
buy
yes.
them now,
yes.
because that's still a turn one thing you can do.
Yes.
Well, there is a full art in Japan that they're getting in the new set, and we'll see where that shows up at.
Uh-huh.
Because that could be a promo like that ugly Eevee card that we're getting, the ugly Eevee GX. It could be a promo like that, and in that case, it'll be cheaper. But if it's in the set, then it'll be more expensive, I guess.
By the time it hits here, that'll make it so that it's $30 instead of $50, which is what it'll be soon.
Because that's what Shaman did.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's if ridiculous. You have not gotten your Dedennes, get them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dedenne will be... Pokemons are your only go-to now in the, if you start the game at turn one. So Dedennes are going to be really important. Cards that allow you to draw upon are going to be incredibly important in turn one because you no longer have that supporter advantage once
Jirachi.
That you had. Mm-hmm. Jirachi, all of those Pokemon. Pokemons are going to be
the Dunsparce
name of the
I mentioned earlier.
Yep, 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 yep. Important. Now... Also, the I suspect that we also might see a little bit more of the Oranguru, the one that allows you to put cards from your discard pile onto your deck and allows you to grab them. So we're going to see a lot of more ways to have to control from turn one because, honestly, it might be difficult. Now, moving on to the other changes. Now, these are could be considered rule changes, and these are the... We have a whole new list of banned cards. For Expanded is not being rotated out. They don't suffer for that rotation thing that they, you know, Standard happens to do every once in a while. So the way they control Expanded, which is what we taken notice in the past few years, is that the way they manage the meta is by banning cards. That's the way they maintain it logical and, well, logical in quotations marks, and be able to use. So we have a new batch of them. It's going to be interesting. Let's go ahead and talk about them. Air Sigma. Let's walk through some of the newest bans from the Expanded format.
All right. It's important to note that these are from Japan. We have not gotten them yet. We should get an updated ban list at the end of the month, and usually we tend to ban the same cards that Japan does. There's only one card on their ban list that isn't on ours right now, and that's Reset Stamp. There is a common thread between most of these cards, too, and it's not letting the other player play the game from turn one. Yeah. So let's go through these. First up, we have Marshadow, that annoying thing that bothered us for like 2 years and now is finally gone from Standard. They're getting rid of that and Expanded for Japan.
Which I have to say, I saw coming. I remember a few episodes back, we were discussing, is Marshadow getting a little out of hand? Now, I think the main theme on the episode was, no, it's not out of hand. Pokemon had a complete different perspective out of that. They said, yeah, it's getting a little out of hand and Expanded at the very least. So since Marshadow is no longer going to be able to be used. And this is, of course, the Marshadow that when you play it to your bench, automatically is a red card. You both shuffle your hand and draw four cards. It's usually devastating on turn one against mm-hmm. your opponent.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you have four cards to work with on your turn. I hope you found like a shaman or something. Yep. In a similar vein, red card also getting banned from Expanded in Japan. Does the same thing, lowers your opponent's cards. It's kind of like the past couple bannings we've had here, too, where we've gotten rid of Team Rocket's hit, or the Team Rocket card, Jesse and James. That was banned before it was even playable here, because that's not fun. Destroy
of course,
your opponent's
Jesse and James
before they get to play the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, each player discards two cards from your hand, your opponent discards first. It is pretty mm-hmm. devastating when you play this on the early game.
Yeah, Delinquent was banned for the same reason. You red card them, then you delinquent them down to one card, and that's just not fair.
mm-hmm.
Nope.
Another card they banned was Getsis. We banned that a while ago. It looks at your opponent's hand, gets rid of all item cards, or all supporters.
Yeah. Items.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was trainers or items, but it's still devastating.
It's items
because it just stops you from playing the game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then something I think we all saw coming when the card was first revealed, Lieutenant Surge was banned.
Yes.
Yep. Finally. Yep.
Especially when you have cards that can make it activate on turn one before your opponent plays. You can play that. You can play something to disrupt their hand, like a Ace Trainer, say, where mm-hmm. if you have fewer prizes, or your opponent has taken more prizes than you have, then you get to draw six. Your opponent goes down to three cards in their hand. Then after that, you can destroy their hand some way. So I'll let Seth take the next set.
Yep. And the next set of mine pretty much all is made to kill off the deck that won in Japan fairly recently.
Yes.
And the deck strategy was to, on turn one, make it so that your opponent only had one prize remaining after you do a whole bunch of things to KO things on your own side. and then you reduce their hand size to one and control their top deck. That was the entire point of the deck, was
it's
to
pretty
make
insane.
It, yeah, it's to make your opponent's life unbearable and that they literally cannot play the game. So, the next set of things, and forgive me if I accidentally cover one of yours, we've got an order thing here. The one of the first ones is Island Challenge Amulet. We don't have it here yet. But what it does is you can put it on an EX or GX. It reduces the HP of that Pokemon by 100. And if it's knocked out by damage of the attack of an opponent's attack, they take one less prize. So it basically makes a GX or EX a non-GX or EX. Yeah, but that's a GX, so it does the same kind of thing.
Oh, no, yeah. Different prize measures, right? It's tag teams will give out one less prize. Right. That's only two, so it will make them regular GXs instead of non-GXs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like a pretty balanced card until you remember that Expanded has Jirachi EX, which has the Tapu Lele ability of search your deck for a supporter, but it only has 90 hit points. So you attach this on it, it instantly is KO'd, clearing your bench, giving your opponent two prizes, putting them ahead in the prize trade, which allows you to play Lieutenant Surge, and you just start the chain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty intense.
The next one that was banned, which is kind of part of this, is Flabébé from Forbidden Light. You heard that right.
Flabébé.
The basic one. And it says, it has an ability that says if you go second, this Pokemon can evolve during your first turn. So it's almost like Forest of Giant Plants. Mm-hmm. Reason it was banned is because there's a Floette that has an ability in Japan. It's coming out in one of our next sets. Where when you evolve it, you choose a card from their opponent's hand and shuffle it in their deck.
I think it's a random card, but it's still
It's still,
choose a random card, but forgive me. If they only have one card in their hand, it's not a random card, which is the whole point of the deck.
Exactly.
Because you knock out two of your Jirachi EX with this Island Challenge Amulet strategy. Mm-hmm. They're at four prizes taken. You knock out one Miss Magius to draw cards and give them one more prize. They're at one. You've already played Lieutenant Surge at this point, so you can play two more supporters, and you play an N.
Yep.
And they're at one card in their hand, and you either then Mars card. Or use this thing mm-hmm. to... So now they're stuck. They have no hand. That's the whole point. Well, what if they draw a Sycamore on their next turn? So you have a counter for that in the form of the card Chip Chip Ice Axe, which lets you look at the top three cards of your opponent's deck and rearrange them. Pretty much. I think it does something else.
You put one on top and shuffle the rest? Is that how it goes?
Or? That's look at the top three cards of your opponent's deck and choose one of them. Your opponent shuffles the other cards back into their deck, then put that one card on top of their deck.
Yeah, the point is you control what they draw next turn, so you make sure they draw absolute garbage instead of anything to get them out of the lock that you have put them into.
Yeah.
It's a terribly sadistic way to play the card game. It makes it so that the entire card game is basically reduced down to who goes first, and that's it, which is no fun.
Exactly. It depends on who wins the flip, the coin flip at the beginning of the game, and that's where it becomes problematic, when you are eliminating forms of ways of your opponent to play or win. It's just a big no-go in any TCG, and that's the first way they get... banned is by if you are not allowing your opponent to actually play. That is not a smart strategy. That is a boring game for at least one of you guys. So, if you're gonna win a game, make sure you let your opponent have a fair chance. That's how the way to do it, and that's why these bans and expanded are so important, because we have to keep that. Any other bans?
Miss Magius is the one we missed.
Oh yeah, Miss Magius. That's
it's broken
of
because of Duskstone.
Yep.
If it
yep.
weren't because of Duskstone, it probably would still be okay.
Now, this is the mysterious message, Miss Magus. This is the once during your turn, before you attack, you may draw a card since you have 7 cards on your hand. If you drew...
And then knock it out.
Yep, if you drew any cards in this way, your opponent is knocked out.
Yeah, I'd imagine...
Very common.
Your Pokemon is knocked out, sorry.
Yeah. I'd imagine this would be safe if it weren't for Duskstone. Yeah, it's a turn one way to give your opponent a prize, and it's just part of the problem here.
Yeah. In Standard, it's okay, because there's not as many things, like
there's still Surge, but that's it.
Yeah, and there's reset stamp in standard as well that you can take advantage of, but it's not as bad here because we don't have as many tools to take advantage
of. And mismatches is a way to get over the first turn without supporters by using Dust Stone to evolve your mismatches and then sacrificing it so you can draw 7 new cards.
Correct.
Yeah, that's another way you can go around the supporter card, but obviously only in standard, not in expanded because they have been banned.
Yeah, I could see all of these just getting the axe from... once our October ban list shows up.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. So let's see how it goes. Now, we move on from the rule change and the mechanics change and the new bans over to the new shiny cards that were released. Yes, the V cards, ladies and gents. We finally have 8 cards to look at. At least I think there's 8. It might be
5.
Less than
there
that.
Are 5.
Sorry. 5 cards to look at.
They're from starter decks in Japan. So they had one for each type. They make a nice little type pentagon thingy.
Now, unfortunately, these cards don't give us that much info on the V cards. They look pretty standard from afar. So we still don't know entirely what V cards are going to become. What's going to become in, you know, that separates them from EX and GX. We don't know yet, but at least we have a few of them that we can see, and they all have a few things in common. Mainly, they're all legendary and mythical Pokemon. There are no non-legendary or mythical Pokemon revealed as V-cards yet. Does that mean that we won't have any? No, that does not mean that we
won't
have
any. It depends on if we have... I wonder if we'll have to evolve them or not. That's the one. That's the thing I'm curious about.
We still don't know if there are going to be any like GXs where there's GXs that evolve from normal non-GXs. Will we have V-cards that evolve from non-V-cards? Will we have V-cards that evolve exclusively from V-cards? That's how we had our Mega Evolutions, where Mega Evolutions EXs could only evolve from the EX version of the card, of the previous card. So we don't know much, but what we do have is 2 things. Number one, we clearly see a little bit more on how the HP and damages and attacks on these cards are going to be around. They seem pretty similar to what we've been used to. And also the art. The second thing is the art on these cards are amazing. I'm loving the black border.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that.
Yeah, black border is chef kiss is my new favorite thing to say nowadays. That black border really made it really, I don't know, something so simple and basic makes the card look just so much more sophisticated. I love it. Plus the big Pokemon in the center doing their big attack, they just look so nice. So let's go over them a little bit and see what we can see. There's only 5 of them, so let's go through them. Let me start this time around, and we start with Celebi V. Now, V, that's how the cards are going to be named. They're just going to have V on them, no X this time. So it's not EX, it's not GX, it's not VX, it's just V. So this is Celebi V. It's a grass basic with 180 HP right there. We can see a similarity with normal EXs and GX basics. That's around the HP that they have. It has 2 attacks. First attack, call for friend. Very basic attack. For 1 grass, search your deck for up to 2 Pokemons and put them on your hand, then shuffle your cards. Second, we have Line Force. For 1 grass and 1 colorless, does 50 plus damage. This attack does 20 more damage for each of your bench Pokemon. This means there's 100 in your bench. It does 150 with just 2 energies. Weakness to fire, resistance to none, which cost off 1. Let's go ahead and go over all of them, I suppose, right? Instead of just going each individual one, because there's really not much to talk about individual one. So let's go on the next one, Arsigma, take Victini.
All right, next up we have Victini V, a fire-type Pokemon with 190 HP. It's a basic Pokemon. Its first attack is Fire Spreading. Attach up to 3 fire energy from your discard pile to your Pokemon in any way you'd like. Second attack is Fire Energy. Energy Burst. 30 times damage. This attack does 30 damage times the number of energy attached to both active Pokemon. If it's knocked out, you get 2 prizes. Weak to water, retreat is 2.
Go, Seth. Fight me!
We have My Little Pony V. With 210 HP, it's a Keldeo.
Let's stop there for 1 second. 210 HP for basic anything. It's pretty insane.
So there is a little bit of inflation.
That's the inflation. That's one of the inflations that these cards reveal compared to Pokemon GXs and Pokemon EXs. There's no Pokemon. There's no basic Pokemon GX or EX that has 210 damage that I know of.
Lord Celesteela.
Well, but that's a tag team, right?
Regular Wishiwashi GX. They're things that up to this point were specifically bulky.
Yeah.
So now that something like a Keldeo, which normally you'd expect to have 170, 180, has this, it's odd, and it's just kind of the inflation again.
Yeah, it's a power creep that we're about to see. Power creeps are not bad as long as you handle them correctly, but they're difficult to handle, so let's see how this one goes.
Yeah, I'm just happy that it hits the Sableye matchup, so, you know, whatever. I'll take three prizes off these things. Anyway. Okay,
so continue on.
First attack is Splash for 40 damage for 1 water energy. Yay. Second attack for 3 colorless energy. Secret Sword, 50 plus. This attack does 30 more for each water energy attached to this Pokemon. It's Hydro Pump. It's just the same Hydro Pump attack. Yeah. It's just called Secret Sword.
Yep, exactly.
And weakness to Lightning. That's another instance where normally it'd be weak to Grass, and now the weakness has changed. And Retreat cost of 2.
There you go. Now we go from My Little Pony to Weird Thing with Tapu Koko V. It's a Lightning with 200 HP. Again, we're seeing that slight creep in HP on basic V cards. We got 2 attacks, like the theme seems to be, and that is 1 Lightning Spike draw, deal 20 damage and draw 2 cards. Not shabby. Then you have Striking Bolt for 200 damage, 2 Lightning and 1 colorless. This Pokemon can attack during your next turn. When your Pokemon V is knocked out, your Pokemon takes 2 prizes, weakness, fighting, resistance, 0, none, and retreat cost 0, which is a great thing to have on a Tapu Koko. Already like this plain Tapu Koko. Next one.
All right. We have the last one. Regirock, the fighting type with 220 HP. Don't let that HP bother you too much, because there's a reason on this card.
Yeah.
It's first attack. Fighting in a colorless, 30 plus damage, 10 more damage for each damage counter on this Pokemon. Sure, we have that. It's outrage.
It's outrage.
Yeah. Yep. It's a known quantity. Second attack, hard tackle for 2 fightings in a colorless, 190 damage, but you take 30 to yourself. So the HP buffer is there because you're taking recoil. That's fine.
Yep. No, there's always a ways around it.
Yeah. Weak to grass, retreat is 3.
And did you go to start the 5 new Pokemon V revealed? This is from the starter set V decks, which I love that V5. Get it? That's why there's 5.
Ha ha!
Ha ha! They will be releasing in Japan on November 29th. The decks will feature 23 unique cards in total, going by the card numbers above. Any new cards should be incorporated into the Sword and Shield set by next February. Japan's first Sword and Shield set will be released on December 8th. So that's basically it. Let's go ahead and dig a little bit on the sense of what our expectations are, and where do you feel that these V cards are headed? I assume they have something to do with Dynamax cards, but we haven't gotten there. So let's start with you, Sigma. What are your overall opinion on these first 5 V cards revealed?
They are aggressively okay. It's weird. It's weird seeing Pokemon without GX attacks anymore.
Yes, it is weird.
Yeah.
But these are better than most of the EX Pokemon we got, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because in the GX days, you were expecting, 120, 130 for 3 energy as your basic rate, unless something big was happening. But here we've got something like Tapu Koko doing 200 for 3 energy. And sure, you can't attack next turn, but you have free retreat, so who cares?
Exactly.
Or Regirock doing 190. So the attack stats on these Pokemon are also inflated, which makes this a lot more exciting.
Yep. Now, what about you, Seth? What is your take on these V cards?
Well, with the exception of what I'll mention here in a second, I feel like Victini and Tapu Koko are automatic inclusions in Fire and Lightning, respectively, because Victini is just Gardevoir's Infinity repeated.
Yep.
And in a format with things like Welder and Vulcanian and stupid, bonkers, crazy fire support, you can get 58 energy on this Victini really easily.
Yep.
And the Tapu Koko is just blast something for 200 early game, retreat out to your actual attacker.
Uh-huh.
So it's really good.
It's not that we have Prism Star Tapu Koko yet.
Pikaram powering it up.
Yep, exactly. Or Pikachu powering up. Or the stadium card, the Thunder Stadium.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Yeah, if only there was a way to make lightning better.
Tapu Koko seems to be, and Vikini are both V cards that are going to see some play. Now, here's my worry. What does this mean for regular non-V cards? This is a big power creep in terms of HP. This will mean that regular non-V cards need a boost or not. What do you guys think about that? Or Sigma?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to start boosting the amount of damage like stage twos can do in order to keep people playing them. Because you do have to hit up those high numbers. And we still have tag teams. We still haven't seen the VMAX cards that have, like, what, 330 HP they spoiled or something like that?
Maybe. That's what we see on one of them.
Yeah, so I do think that they're going to have to do something to strengthen. Maybe bring back Choice Band, but not allow it to equip to the V cards.
Yeah.
That would help a little bit. But there are,
like, Silver Bangle or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yes, that good card. I forgot that was an actual card at one point. I remember playing it in, like, a Lurantis deck, because you could attach it to GXs, but you couldn't attach it to EXs or something. Like, it was weird.
Interesting. So then we come to the VMAX. VMAX Pokemon are on the way. We know them, as you just said. Are we already completely convinced that these VMAX cards are going to be evolving from exclusively the V cards? Said Philo.
I don't know. I don't have enough information. And with Dynamax in the games being able to be done to anything, unlike Mega and unlike some certain exclusive Z moves. I would not feel comfortable saying that it'll only happen to V cards, but it would make the most sense because it's V going to V max. So who am I to judge?
What about you, Sigma?
Yeah, I'm in the same spot. I think mechanically it makes the most sense for it to evolve from V cards, and it might just be a temporary evolution, so you don't have to deal with that massive HP stat, but maybe it's their answer to what tag teams become. It's like, you beat a V max card, you get three prizes.
And here's my last question regarding these, and this is more related to the VMAX card than the V cards. Are we expecting the VMAX card to be bigger than normal, the regular V cards? And before you guys answer, I know that normally we would I would have joked and said, no, of course not. I mean, what are they going to do? Put the promo cards, the huge promo cards that come from those bundles, and use that? Ha 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 ha. Until I played the recently, as in a few months, the Transformer TCG card game. Yes, I've been cheating on you guys. I'm sorry. I trading card
How
around.
How could you, Jashira? My heart is broken.
I don't play Magic because I'm done with Magic. It's so being played out that I'm just done with it. But I am playing a Transformers and Final Fantasy and just overall all their TCG just to have a little palette cleanse. And Transformer cards, the main Transformer cards that you use as your Pokemon in this case, or your monsters, they are bigger than average cards. They're twice the size of the regular, of the rest of the cards that you used to play. And obviously they don't go on your deck. They go in a separate pile, and you use from there. So will we see VMAX following the same thing as the popular? Because by the way, the Transformer trading card game has taken the trading card, now I don't want to say industry, the trading
community.
Thank you. The community by storm. People are loving that game a lot more than I thought they would. So it wouldn't be out of place for them to, you know, and you got the, what do you call the old, oh my God, that everyone thought it was going to be the Pokemon killer.
Legend?
No, monster catching.
I would prefer it to be like Legends if it were to be oversized cards. Where it's like two cards make up one card.
That'd be kind of cool, but I don't think that. Yeah. No, I don't.
I don't think they'll go back to that, but I think that's what I'd prefer if it's going to be oversized.
Yeah, I suspect they might. If they go with that bigger size thing, which honestly, why wouldn't they at this point? it's not, it's totally not like Nintendo to just do gimmicks, right? Or Pokemon in general. Mm-hmm. So why not try that gimmick? If they do, I suspect they will, you won't, obviously won't put in those cards in your deck. You will have a side deck with your allowed VMAX cards to use. And whenever a card triggers the evolution or the transformation into a VMAX, you take from that deck and place it on your active temporarily until two turns, and then you put it back in, you discard it or you remove it from game. Whatever it is, I suspect it's going to be something more like that.
Yeah. I don't see that very honestly.
Okay. I don't think we'll go to side decks.
The way I cite this is when they do starter decks and things like that with GXs in them, look at how overwhelmingly simple a lot of them are.
Yeah.
And having to manage two decks seems something beyond what Pokemon is targeting with their merchandising.
True.
So I don't see that happening. The other thing, I don't know. It might just be a tool or something crazy that happens. We know it's a Pokemon card somewhere, but maybe a tool enables it. Mm-hmm. I almost see it like Power Memory with Zygarde EX.
Maybe a supporter Mega, even?
It could be. Or something like
that.
That's
why you,
I don't know.
Turn one supporters is so you can't get a VMAX on turn one.
Maybe. Yeah, that could be it. Maybe it's like special summon.
Yeah.
In Yu-Gi-Oh.
It could be. I mean, we are still in the blanks. We don't know. Mm-hmm. We just have to wait and see. But it is getting pretty exciting, and I'm pretty sure I want to know.
Hopefully.
Sooner than later.
Hopefully, we'll see the first VMAX cards by the next episode of this.
I hope so, too. So stay tuned for that on our next episode.
The other thing that I really want to know is how these will interact with the GXs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cards themselves, obviously, might have some kind of weird things, but also just the environment. Like, how will there be an errata allowing these to be found through Cherish Ball?
I don't think so.
Or,
no.
Yeah,
because they
or
never
will
fixed,
these break
like,
through
Karthik.
Ninetales?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They never
so
fixed,
how.
They never put. Yeah. I don't think
how
do
will
it.
This change? So that's what I want to know. Like, yeah, Victini's great and you can throw it into a fire deck, but how do you find it? Unless you just draw it by itself, how do you get it?
Well, we should get more Pokemon search because we lost all of our Sun and Moon search. We should get stuff to replace it finally in Sword and Shields. That maybe Nest Ball will come back. I miss Nest Ball. Nest Ball was so
nice. Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
That's like, such a good card.
Yeah.
Such a solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's so much support for GXs and tag teams, and they've built such a huge infrastructure around finding those. I'm curious how these will find a place. And they will, because it's the future.
Exactly.
Just like GXs in the EX
they'll get
when they hybridize the two.
Yeah.
But
I will be curious to see if we'll still get cards that reference GX cards and EX cards for the next few months.
I believe
they did with
Choice
Band.
Will, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you attack V cards, EX or GX, will that be a thing? Will they just cut it down to GX? Because I wouldn't be surprised if at some point Expanded just becomes GX forward. But who knows?
And,
that would make
you
sense.
You know, that would have stopped the problem with Island Challenge Amulet if they just printed GX only, because then you wouldn't have the Jirachi problem.
But that would mean rotating Expanded, and we're not here to talk about logical solutions, Sapphire.
That's true.
I do think there will be a day where we do rotate Expanded, but not,
I hope so.
Not in the next couple years, I don't think.
No, I think they're going to stay with the Black and White Onward at least for a couple more years, like you just said, Artsy.
Yeah. Eventually, I think we'll hit the letters, and that's just how we're going to go forward. Because we know that Sword and Shield is going to use the same letters as Japan, which makes reprinting things a lot easier when you're reprinting them with the same letter.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it, guys. That's Topical Beach. We discussed all things about the rule changes and the new V cards and the potential of what they might become. Now we move on to the last part of the episode, Deck of the Episode, where we're going to discuss the deck we want you to look at this month.
Hey, Puckalonians, it's Sublime Manic. Can't get enough of your favorite flip-flopping podcast? Then check out our social media. You can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and YouTube all from our website, PucklePodcast.com. And you can join our Discord to hang out with your favorite hosts and other Puckalonians. Also, check us out at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, consider subscribing to our Twitch channel. You can also check us out at YouTube at YouTube/PucklePodcast. And we also have a Patreon if you're able to give anything at Patreon.com/PucklePodcast.
And we are back. It's Deck of the Episode, where we feature one deck for you guys to take a look at and maybe even try out for yourselves. I'm going to go ahead and release the rails here, because this is a deck that has been very much piloted by our good friend R Sigma. So R Sigma, you might start, but I think R Silvilo might want to introduce this deck first.
Yeah, let him.
Hey there, kids! Come one, come all! Who was tired of seeing fire-type decks and psychic-type decks and electric-type decks? Then I've got the thing for you! Because we've got here Naganadel Quagsire decks! If you're tired of seeing fire, then we've got Quagsire to beat them into the ground! If you're tired of seeing Pikaram, we've still got another Quagsire to knock him out! And if you're tired of seeing Mewtwo GX with its friend, its Mew, its little brother, then we've got Naganadel to knock that out as well! We've got the thing for you! Come on down! Only for a limited time until these rotate.
Excellent. This is the Quagsire Naganadel deck that is being written rounds online. It is pretty powerful. From that amazing introduction, which I am afraid I'm never going to be able to live up in future episodes unless I have Silvilo on. I'm shitting myself in the foot here. R Sigma, take it away, since this is your baby.
All right. So this specific deck list comes from the 51st place Sheffield Regional, piloted by John Freeman, though the deck also showed up at the Melbourne Special event, and it took in top 8 by Jay Tyrell. It's only got 2 cards different from that deck, so it doesn't really matter. I prefer the 2 cards in this deck more than the 2 cards in the other one. But we start off with a 4 Wooper, 3 of the Quagsire that move your water energy to your active.
The washout Quagsire that is water, and as long as you have it, you may move any energies around on your bench to your active.
And then we've got the 1 Unbroken Bonds one. It does 120. It's a fighting type that does 120 for 3 water energy. Mm-hmm. It's good for your lightning matchup. You got 4/4 Poipole Naganadel line that has charge up.
This is the ones on your turn. You may attach a basic energy card from your discard pile to your Pokemon.
Yep, the Quagsire and Naganadel are your engines. And then we've got our other attackers that aren't the Quagsires or the Naganadel. We have 2 Keldeo GX, because Keldeo GX is really fun. It blocks your...
annoying.
Yeah, its ability stops any GX attack or GX Pokemon from attacking you as long as there's not one of the power plants on the field, or the Charizard GX gets up to its 6 energy attack, GX attack, I believe. Or rushes our...
That will, that will still go through this.
Yeah.
Yes. But you have 2 Keldeo, so hopefully you can get the other one out. And they have trouble with the second one. They have to use their Volcanions or their Turtonators. A Victini will do it, but it is more complicated for them. You have a Palkia GX. That's the other difference in this deck. Instead of the Wailord Magikarp that you often see, I don't think those are doing as well lately, because every deck has a Mew anyway, so you can't do damage to the bench. But Palkia has the GX attack that shuffles all the energy back into the deck. So in, say, a Gardevoir matchup, where they've just thrown all their energy on the onto the field, it's like, okay, get that energy out of here. And it's
although it does cost 5, remember, we do have that Quagsire.
Yeah, Quagsire and Naganadel power up energy very quickly in this deck.
So don't worry about that expensive energy cost.
Yep. We've got Volcanion Prism Star. It gets your water energy into the discard, but it also does spread damage, which gets numbers nice. It's fine. We have a Kyurem from Unbroken Bonds. It has a 3 energy attack that leaves your opponent paralyzed by discarding 2 water energy from it. Doesn't matter, you have your Naganadels and Quagsires to get your energy back. If they don't have a switch, they're paralyzed. Or they die.
Nice.
One of the 2 happen. Dedenne, because it's a Dedenne. It's only 1 Dedenne, so it's not too expensive. Ditto Prism Star. You have a lot of stage 1s. Ditto's an obvious fit for the deck. And a Mew, because, don't let those Naganadels try to snipe you, or Mewtwo that are playing Naganadel GX.
This is Bench Barrier, which includes prevent all damage done to your bench Pokemon by your opponent's attack.
Yep.
Although, also appreciated that this Mew has 60 instead of 30 HP.
Yeah. Right? No kidding.
Otherwise, your supporters are pretty standard. You get to play Lilies in this deck, since you are actually discarding a bunch of cards. Lilies aren't as good as they used to be in standard, because we don't have like Ultra Ball to lower our hand count, but when you're playing Mysterious Treasures, Viridian Forests, Volcanion Prism Stars, you're able to lower your
discard there.
You're able to lower your hand size, and you're able to use Lily effectively. Cynthia, obviously, I don't know if there's a deck that isn't playing Cynthia as a 4 of right now. Erica's Hospitality, sure. Custom Catchers, you need to catch things on the bench. Pokemon Communication and Mysterious Treasure, gotta find your Pokemon. Pokegear, find your trainers. Find your supporters.
Supporters specifically. Yeah.
One U-turn board gets your Naganadel out of the bay active. Not a huge deal since they can just bring back the energy that they used to discard retreat anyway, but U-turn board's nice. Comes back if your Naganadel is targeted. Woopers can use it to get out of the active if that's what you start with. And then Viridian Forest gets your water energy by discarding more water energy.
Excellent.
And you have 10 water energy because you're a Quagsire Naganadel deck, and that's what you do.
Concept really simple. Yeah. Grab those energies from wherever you can get them and just explode your opponent as fast as you can. How's it been going for you, R Sigma?
Usually I can get up a nice streak with the deck. Usually I can get up to like a 4 streak before I lose one, but it has good matchups against a lot of the meta, so I enjoy playing it.
Well, there you have it, guys. Deck of the episode. Before we finish, Zavilo, any last thoughts on this deck?
I think that the Palkia GX inclusion is really good, and that's, like what Sigma mentioned, that's the change that happened between one regional to the next.
Mm-hmm.
With things like Fire loading up a bunch of things on their field with energy,
Dark.
The Gardevoir, Dark. I would hate to see this as a Dark Box player, so it's a really good thing, and it's just another two-prize attacker, which is good.
Yeah. Better than the three-prize.
That Wailord would be giving up, yeah. So it's better in that regard. It load up a couple extra water energy on it and it knocks out a Reshazard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good.
Awesome, guys. Well, there you have it. That has been the culmination of episode 74 of the TCG cast. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a fun episode. Lots of changes, lots of positive things going to the TCG. So expect us to just completely talk about all of that throughout the rest of the year and the year to come. Now, if you like what you're listening to, please remember we're not the only show on, as you already know, the flagship show, Paco Podcast, is every Monday with our fearless leader, Thatch. Go ahead and catch that every Monday. But also we have our monthly shows as such. This one, Battlecast, and Game Corner, who each is now under new management. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of Pokemon things, but also a lot of Poco things coming down the pipes. When Sword and Shield finally reveals is released, we're gonna have a whole bunch of events for you guys, and a whole bunch of us hosts will be preparing different things to share with you as we discover the new world and region of Galar. Now, with that being said, guys, please go ahead and join us on all our social media, specifically Discord, since there is where we do most of our community stuff. Please go to Discord no matter the time, or where in the world you are. You will always find someone to trade, battle, or talk Pokemon in our Discord channel. As always, the link to join the Discord is in the description box of this episode. And lastly, but certainly not least, if you have that extra cent that you can donate, please go ahead and become a Patreon. All the money that is donated to Puckle goes right back into you guys, to the community. That's how we get the money to get all the equipment for the podcast and have the quality shows that you deserve. But also that's where we get the money for all the events and prizes and tournaments that we do for you guys, including PuckleCon, all the food and all the things that we did in PuckleCon. The special events was thanks to that, to the Patreon. So really appreciate all of that. Please become one of them. And until next time, you guys already can hear the guitar playing in the background. So, R Sigma, as always, your big brain is so appreciated in this show.
It was fun.
And Zavilo, your big mouth is really appreciated in this show.
Gee, thanks there, Sigma. And Zushiro, whichever one of you I'm talking to.
And with that, it's closing time. See you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.